بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. وإذ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلحت كله وإذا فسدت فسدت كله ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب. صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم. Respected elders and brothers, it is so important for us to always look into our souls, look into our personal selves, look into our hearts and ponder in many important factors of our lives. Meaning, my relationship with my Allah. How sincere am I? How true am I? How much am I got that closeness with Allah Ta'ala? That attachment to Allah Ta'ala? In whatever I do, how much am I with Allah Ta'ala? Because this heart of ours basically is the driver in everything of our lives in this world and in akhirat. Now let me explain with a few examples the effect and the impact of the heart. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةً وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَ. It's a very deep point here. Nay, بَلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَ. Everybody knows his soul. Everybody knows himself. Even though you can make 1,000 excuses. You may say like this, you can think otherwise. But within your soul, within yourself, you know. You can make 1,000 excuses. As an example, by why you didn't come for Fajr Salah? No, my alarm didn't work. But in your heart of heart, you know you had no intention of coming for Fajr Salah. So yeah, that heart of ours, how important is this heart to be true, sincere, attached to Allah Ta'ala? And that relationship, and how this relationship can have a positive or a negative impact. Now, there's a few examples. I was reading a book about people that come into the fold of Islam. This lady writes her own story. And she says, you know, I was fed up with everything around me. She was a non-Muslim. She says, I was just fed up. You know, things were not working out happy in her life. Everything was going haywire. See, in that desperation and in that depression, I decided to take a bath. And something came in my heart, let me wear some decent clothes. They don't wear decent clothes, you know, modest clothes. She said, I wore, you know, yet we'd say like a kaftan covering my whole body. And in that way, I then went down and I kneeled and I prostrated. And I cried and I begged. And I said, oh my Creator, help me, guide me, show me the right path, assist me. With such sincerity and with such tears, she made that thereafter her heart felt light. And something inclined her to go to the masjids, go to the Muslims, And after that, Allah opened her entire door. Complete guidance she got. And she said, I don't even know. Later I realized that the direction in which I prostrated was in the direction of the Qibla. What is this? This is what we realize, that that heart was true, that heart was sincere, that heart was looking for help, was looking for assistance. You know, however, whatever. So that heart, when that heart is sincere, that heart is true, however, whatever the condition can be, Allah Ta'ala gives assistance. But we have to be sincere, true, open our heart. You know, there's a very interesting incident. I mean, I mentioned it before also, but I enjoy mentioning it because it had such an impression on my heart. I'll never ever forget it. I was personally involved in this. Now, Allah Shukr, we should do Gush in Spingo Beach. There was two families that they had no contact with the masjid, but they were taken as Muslims. One was, they were known like Cape Malays. One was named Musa, one was named Yusuf. Elderly people, but their children used to come to madrasa. Musa passed away. That time Addington Hospital only served whites and coloureds. So we picked his janaza from there, his body from there, we did his janaza, etc. And thereafter this brother, they were poor people. This brother Yusuf moved out of Spingo Beach and he went to Lotus Park. And went to stay in Lotus Park. His wife was a Christian. His brother-in-law, wife's brother was a pastor. His children, although he gave them Muslim names, were non-Muslims. So when we used to go and visit him, sadly his wife would not allow us to meet him. And like he had no real contact with Muslims or with Islam or anything for that matter, not even Juma. It so happened that his brother Musa's wife, daughter passed away, and they knew me, so they phoned me and said, can you make some arrangements? I got the ladies to do the ghusl and we made the janaza. That, alhamdulillah, opened the door for me to go and visit him more easily at his house because, you know, we assisted him. So, alhamdulillah, he took a liking to me that, you know, I have to come and see him, helped him with zakat also. He was in difficulty, etc. Then he fell ill and he had cancer of the throat. So he told me this is my condition, etc. And thereafter, he told me when I went to visit him, one of the last occasions, he told me, Maulana, can you take me to R.K. Khan Hospital tomorrow? I said, no problem. Next morning, I get a message, they said that he'd already been admitted. The ambulance came to pick him up in the night. He was admitted that evening, I went to visit him. When I went to visit him, his entire family, non-Muslims on one side, we were on the other side, three of us. He looks at me, I look at him and I could see like the signs of moth, the asar, you know, the nose slightly bent, the temple goes in. You could see these signs were on him. He had a mask on for breathing. I looked at him, made salam to him, he made salam to me. And I recited the kalima to him, he recited the kalima to me. His entire family of non-Muslims, wife, children, etc., on the other side of the bed, they said, Dad, look at us. Allahu Akbar. He says, no, my Allah is with me. He's looking at us, not looking at them. I went to see another patient and I came back to him. This I'll never forget. He took out that mask, he looks at me. It was like as if he's telling me, Maulana, you testify for me. You testify for me. I didn't tell him anything. He just recited, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So basically like his last words. And then he left this dunya. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala jannah. Whoever's last words and the kalima will enter into jannah. You know, the way it touched me, the fact that this man had no contact with the masjid. In fact, next day when we went, in the morning we did the janazah, etc., sorting all that out, his wife told me something. She said, this man used to every Thursday give bread to the poor people. And when the ambulance came to pick him up, he said to them, you don't have to pick me up, my Maulana will come pick me up. With all that, what you can say, outward bad, we could say he was no contact with the masjid, wife is non-Muslim, etc. But that spark that was in his heart, that attachment with Allah Ta'ala, that some relationship he had with Allah, that, you know, I've never been to, you know, madrasa, I never had an environment, but end of the day, I'm a Muslim. In fact, his sons told me, my father told us, follow my way. Although unfortunately they didn't follow that way. But that spark in his heart was that which came forward at that last hour. Allah made it that we were there, but reminded him and brought him to, you know, be so successful at that last time. It's that heart that has to become such that when it's sincere, when it is true, however, whoever, you don't have to be an alim or whatever it is. It is that closeness that you have with Allah. We can be whoever we are, whatever sinners we are, whatever wrong we are. But when that heart is true, when that heart wants to do something with sincerity and wants to get closer to Allah, I mean, that incident is so famous. When you look at it from this angle of that man himself, he killed 99 people. After killing 99 people, that inner soul, ma haqa fi sadrik, the words of the hadith, that which bugs the heart, that which troubles the heart, that which makes something, you know, no man, I'm going to die, I'm going to go to Allah. How do I make my matters, amend my relationship with Allah? At that last moment, you know, you say, I killed 99. How can I go to Allah? I want to go to Allah. You know, think about him. He is now depressed. This whole situation, is there success for me? Will Allah accept me? Even by the wrong man, that man says, there is no tawbah for you. He felt if there's a total loss. So he killed him also. But again, that heart, this is the point about the heart. This discussion is all about our heart. As I had mentioned the hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in the heart, in the body there's a piece of flesh. If that is right, the whole body is right. If that is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Allah wa hiya al-qalb, and that is your heart. This heart of ours, this man's heart bugged him, troubled him after 100. I need to put my matters right. I need to amend my affairs. And this concern, this worry, this thing drove him to go to another person. That person said, there is Tawbah. Allah's doors of Tawbah are always open. And then he says, go and you go to the people where the pious people. And en route he passes away, and how Allah Ta'ala made it such that instead of the angel of Azab taking him away, the angel of mercy takes him away. Allah makes the land to which he's going comes closer to show that he's more on that side. It was that heart that was crying. It was that heart that was yearning that I want to amend my relationship with Allah. I want to become true to my Allah. He is struggling, he is trying. Basically, you can say a person who had no deen in him, no nothing in him, but that last minute, I still want to make my relationship with Allah right. Now this heart, to understand it, you know, again, another beautiful example. One of my senior, one of my beloved astaz, and he was my sheikh also, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib, Sayyid Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Great wali, pious person. And this part of the heart, we realize how serious it is. You know, after he passed away, another senior ustad of mine, Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he's also late, writes about Maulana Abrar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He says, one day, we two were having a discussion. And he says, Maulana Abrar Sahib was very forceful in putting his views across on a certain issue. And I listened to him attentively, what he's got to say. And after that, after he gave what he had, he felt, he says, we departed. Now, Maulana Zulfiqar stayed upstairs, Mahabra Sahib stayed downstairs in one flat. So he said, we departed and we went to our respective homes. And this is now before Zuhr Salah, when the Madrasa Darulum, you know, we have a, what you call the Qailula rest. So he said, each, Maulana Zulfiqar said that we all went to our places. He said, a short while later, I hear a knock on the door. So I went to the door. So he says, Mahabra Sahib, mashallah, great person. He comes to the door of Mahabra Zulfiqar opens the door and says, Hazrat, what brings you at this hour? I mean, we just spoke now, you went away, I went away, now suddenly you come to the house, what's the story? He says, no, I may have said you something that may have offended you, may have hurt you. I've come here to ask you for maafi. Hazrat, baad mein kar sakte. You could do it later. There was no need to do anything like this. He says, no. I don't know whether I live till then. But the point was, mahakafi sadrik. The heart was bugging him. The heart was troubling him. It was causing this, you know, like this whirlwind in him, disturbance in him, trouble in him. I need to make my matters right. And this is that thing that brought him to come up. And this is a thing that should be in our hearts at all time. Of an example of Mahabra Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We are human beings. We will err. We will make mistakes. Sometimes we could have just said a bad word or something not right. Or you might have shouted at our spouse, our wives. Or we could have said something bad to our brother or our sister, whoever it can be, a friend, a neighbor, etc. We don't know who, anybody for that matter. Now, immediately, we should now say, you know, that thing should trouble our heart. Nay, I need to put my matters right. I'm going to go to Allah. This is that heart that is alive. This is that heart that is conscious. And this thing should work across in every angle of our life. You know, there's another very interesting incident of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadu Rahmatullah Alayh, the Grand Mufti of India who passed away in South Africa, La Filiz Qabr al-Nur, very, very pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is many, many, many years ago. He says, they mentioned that he was, you know, sitting with his students, etc., and murids. When one young girl came, about 10-year, 11-year-old girl came there, say, Hazrat, my mother is sick. I need some money. Maulana took out a 50 rupee, which was a lot of money at that time, and gave it to her. So she went away. So the students and the murids say, Hazrat, she's lying to you. How you can give her that? Small girl coming and telling this and you give it. She's basically doing this to you, you know, taking you, she knows what you are. So Hazrat said, yes, now this is the point. Yes, I know that. But I made this thought in my heart. Shukr alhamdulillah, Allah did not make me like her. Allah Ta'ala saved me from being like her, where she came and lied and behaved in this manner. Allah protected me from that. I thanked Allah and I gave that money with this, that Allah shukr, I am not like that. Many a times, Allah save us, and we should be thinking like this. It could be that person, you know, he's, put it this way, he's a, in inverted commas, we may say, that guy that is always pestering me. And he's coming and begging by me, and you know, I can get angry with him, and I can shout him, and say whatever I want to say to him, that beggar. But isn't it not a reality that Allah could have made him like me, and I like him? That's why we read this dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي عَافَانِي فِي مَا ابْتَلَاكَ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَسِيرٌ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْتَ. We thank Allah, alhamdulillah, afani, Allah ta'ala. Not only when a person is sick or when a person, you see he's injured in a bad condition, you say, alhamdulillah, afani, that you have saved me from the condition that you are. And you have given me virtue over many other people. But in this regard also, Allah could have made us like that. We see this in our own families. You have one brother, mashallah, who is a pious person. The other person is like a mastan. You have this here. Allah could have turned it either way. It is in His control. So this point that I should not look down on these people. I must not think that I am better than them. I am nothing. It is only Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's kindness. But getting back to that point of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud, Mufti Mahmud Sahib's thought in his heart. This thought in his heart. So respected elders and brothers, in regards to this, we are in i'tikaf. We are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Even if you're not in i'tikaf, time to do some soul searching. Look within our hearts and question our hearts and ask ourselves, you know what? How is my relationship with Allah and in all my matters? In every angle of my life, I need to see. When it comes to my debts, am I sorted out over there? When it comes to a broken relationship, have I sorted that out there? That is in regards to the huquq al-ibad. Now in my relationship and how I'm going to talk to my Allah. See, all of us, if we all become that soul, like that woman that was, you know, looking for direction and Allah gave her hidayat. We also, and it is no such thing that it can't happen. It can't happen. Allah can make it happen. It's according to the thoughts that we have for Allah. As I narrated the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, where Rasulullah says, Allah says, Ana inda zanni abdi bi. I do according to what my servant thinks of me. At this point, another very important angle that I want to bring across. See, we are in these 10 days, these very Mubarak days. One of the most important factors also to concentrate on is talking to Allah in dua. It's not a 2 minute dua, 1 minute dua. It's my full feeling. That's why he says, when they say, a dua huwa al-ibadah, a dua huwa mukhu al-ibadah. Dua is actually a worship. Dua is the essence of ibadat. Why is it called the essence of ibadat or the brain of ibadat? See, when it comes to salah, we will read what Allah has prescribed for us through our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to dua, we are expressing our own heart's feelings. We are opening out our heart. Ya Allah, I'm your weak servant. Ya Allah, I don't know what happened to me that my desires got the upper of me and I happened to look at this female in a very evil intention. Ya Allah, you make me maaf. Ya Allah, you protect me from it. It's how you will talk to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me, Allah. I frowned at my mother. Please, I feel ashamed of myself. Ya Allah, don't take me to task. Whatever it is, Ya Allah. I remember one person telling me, you know, he told me his own case. He says, Maulana, I was in the darkest and the deepest and in the deep end of overdraft. I was finished. I was in this thing here and I was going doomed. He says, I decided, I picked up my hands, I did my namaz and I pleaded to Allah, say, Ya Allah, I make that niyat, I'll never ever go back to meet. Ya Allah, you take me out of all this interest and I make sincere tawbah. This man was talking from the lower bottom of his heart with such sincerity. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala took him out. He said, I don't know how it happened, how quickly Allah removed all this musibah, this calamity upon me. And he says, today I will never ever go with all the enticement from the bank's managers. I will never. Allah has given me so much. All halal now. Simply says, it was that heart, how that heart spoke to Allah. Each one of us, you don't have to, even if you speak in whatever language, but express yourself on every issue that you have to Allah. Talk to Allah. Ya Allah, you help me, you guide me. I am in this sin, I am in this wrong, I have got this calamity. Whether it's not one day dua, 2 day dua, even if it takes months, years, whatever. But remember, Allah is listening to every dua of yours. And Allah loves that. Allah loves that conversation when you have on a one-to-one basis with Allah. You know, really you listen, and even the waqiyahs that you find in the Quran Kareem, where this lady goes and complains to Allah regarding her issue with her husband in this form of divorce. That, you know, he said to her that, you know, you like my mother's back and things like that, and this whole issue. Allah mentioned this in the 28th part of the Quran Kareem. She now, you know, outwardly said this is a divorce. And then she went and pleaded to Allah, cried to Allah, spoke to Allah. And Allah revealed ayats of the Quran Kareem. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was implicated, falsely implicated, and accusations were made to her, she cried to Allah, I will talk to my Allah. And look at how it was, where we see from every side, things are like closed. But that heart that was attached to Allah with that love of Allah and spoke to Allah, knowing Allah is capable of anything and everything, when they made that dua, look at the help of Allah that came. So respected elders and brothers, whether we are in itikaf, whether we are here, but let that heart get close to Allah Ta'ala. In the form of we look into our souls, in all our weaknesses, we complain to Allah that these are my weaknesses, these are my problems, these are my issues. You guide me, you assist me, you protect me, you keep me on the straight line, you give me the tawfiq that I become a better Muslim, and even after Ramadan, I keep up all these pious actions that I'm doing now in Ramadan, and even after Ramadan. It is up to us to talk. This is the most important aspect of our lives. You know, we can hear bayan about current affairs, we can hear bayan about everything else. But remember, you are going in the grave alone. You are going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala alone. No assist, no help. So at that time, that's why your relationship, or our personal relationship with Allah has to come right. And when we will do that, we will see, inshallah al-Aziz, how Allah will grab us, guide us, and help us. So we all need to talk to Allah Ta'ala completely in every matter of ours. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, make dua.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabi wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma ahlu. Ya Hayyu ya Qayyum ya Hannan ya Mannan ya Badi'as samawati wal ard. Ya Mujib ad-du'a al-muttari fi az-zulmi. Ya Kashif ad-durri wal bala ma'a as-saqami. Ya Ghiyathi 'inda kulli kurb wa Mujibu 'inda kulli da'wa wa Munisa 'inda kulli wahsha. ومعاذ عند كل شدة ورجانا حين تنقض حيلة يا أرحم الراحمين يا محب التوابين تب علينا تب علينا تب علينا نستغفر الله ونتوب إليك يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان We ask you, Ya Allah, through your fazl and karam, guide us on the straight path. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, help us to become your beloved and the beloved of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, you know us better than we know ourselves. Without your tawfiq, without your hidayat, we cannot do anything. Ya Allah, we turn to you and we ask you, Ya Allah, we may not even be making a proper effort in the right direction. Ya Allah, but there are many a times, Ya Allah, when a beggar will come to us, he may not even be sincere, he may be lying to us, but we give him. Ya Allah, you are more generous than that. You are more loving than us. Ya Azal Jalal al-Ikram, we are those, Ya Allah, we don't even know how to ask for you, from you. We don't even have those amal that we can present in front of you, that you can use that as an excuse to give us the what we need, Ya Allah. We only ask you that through your mercy, through your kindness, through your greatness, through your, Ya Allah, fazl and your grace, please, Ya Allah, give us all that are seated here, give us hidayat, guide us on the straight path, make us from the awliya ikram, make us from your beloved, give us the beautiful quality of taqwa, give us the beautiful quality of tawazu, of humility, give us ikhlas and sincerity, give us good akhlaq and character, and give us all husna khatima. Ya Allah, and do that for us, our children, our progeny, our family members, our ustaz, Ya Allah, and all those people that were source of our hidayat, Ya Azal Jalal al-Ikram, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, for you it's nothing. Ya Allah, we may be a very small group of here, but we ask you on behalf of the sacrifices of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the tears of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the du'as of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, assist the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants. We cannot take difficulty and hardship. We ask you for ease and afiyat in every way of our lives, and in our children's life, and our family life, in every way, Ya Allah. Whether it's regarding, Ya Allah, the conditions that are around us in this country, protect us from all types of calamities, and protect us from all types of people that are trying to oppress us and trying to harm us. Save us from the evil. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, regarding our own selves, Ya Allah, we cannot take difficulty. We are very weak. We, Ya Allah, whether it's concerning our health, keep us in good health as long as we are here, we are living. Make us hear well, make us see well. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, save us from a bad old age. Ya Allah, make our death easy for us. We all have to meet you. Make the best day of our life the day we have to meet you. Help us at the time of Sakarat. Ya Allah, help us at the time of Sakarat. Make it easy for us. And make even our stay in Barzakh easy for us. Ya Allah, that without we can feeling it, Ya Allah, that you can put us into Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, we ask you to give us the tawfiq and the hidayat to do those amal that will gain your pleasure and your love. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, we ask you for us and our children and our progeny, help us to stay among the pious. Make us die among the pious. Resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah among the pious. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, make us increase our love for you and for your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us love every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, forgive us for all our shortcomings and mistakes. Ya Allah, whether it is in the form of being involved in interest, whether it is in the form of overdraft, whether it was lies, cheating, backbiting, zina, whatever it was, Ya Allah, make us all make sincere tawbah from you today. We are trying to, Ya Allah, we ask you in this gathering, at this while we are fasting, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, please, Ya Azal Jalal al-Ikram, give us the tawfiq of all making sincere tawbah from every sin of ours. You know it better than us. Please give us the tawfiq of making tawbah from every sin, and give us the tawfiq of rectifying our lives and becoming better Muslim. Ya Azal Jalal al-Ikram, we ask you and we plead to you. Ya Allah, we are very much concerned of our mothers and sisters. Ya Allah, so many of them have become so shameless. Ya Allah, even in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, they are wearing tight-fitting clothes, revealing the shapes of their bodies. Ya Allah, totally against the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, totally against what you have placed upon them. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making tawbah. Give them the tawfiq of hidayat. Ya Allah, give them the modesty and shame into them. Ya Allah, give our mothers and sisters hidayat. Ya Allah, protect our youth from aping the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. Protect them from following the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. Make us follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us follow every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have children at home. Ya Allah, those that are unmarried, give them nice, pious partners, nice spouses, with whom they can live with happiness, from whom you must give them pious children. Ya Azal Jalal Karam, all our sisters that are unmarried, need to get married, give them pious husbands. And all our youth that are boys that are unmarried, need to get married, give them pious wives, with whom they can live with happiness. Please protect us from being extravagant and wasteful in our weddings and in showing off. Ya Allah, protect our youth from becoming extravagant and showing off. Ya Allah, give them humility. For you, it's nothing. With afiyat, give us humility. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. Give the authorities, the Muslim authorities, all over their hidayat. Ya Azal Jalal al-Ikram, fill our masajid. Ya Allah, make every male come to the masjid and perform his salah 5 times a day with jamaat and our sisters at home. Make us love the Quran and Kareem. Make us respect the Quran and Kareem. Ya Allah, give our Huffaz hidayat that even after Ramadan they must read Quran. They must keep their beards and they must dress up like Muslims even after Ramadan. Protect them from all types of haram and shamelessness. Ya Allah, give us pure halal sustenance. Give us pure halal sustenance. Save us from all types of haram. Save us from insurance. Save us from all those things that you have prohibited. Ya Azal Jalal Ikram, make all those that have got TVs in their homes and all this, get rid of all this and follow the true Islamic way of life. Ya Azal Jalal Ikram, please through your fazl and karam, to the wasila of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the fact that we are fasting in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, when du'as have been accepted, Allah please accept all our du'as with afiyat, make our children and our progeny the coolness of our eyes, and make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as with afiyat. Allahumma inna nasulaka min khayrin, ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadan Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'azaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadan Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag, wa la hawla la quwwata illa billahi al-azim. Ya Arhamur Rahimin, those that are sick amongst us, give them shifa. Those of our family members that are sick, give them shifa, give them afiyat. Ya Allah, you are the doer. Shifa is only in your hands. The doctors can say what they want to, but everything is in your control. Through your fazl and karam, through the Mubarak month of Ramadan, through your qudrat, give all those that are sick, give them shifa, give us shifa, and you bless us all to go for hajj with afiyat, and for umrah with afiyat, and to go to aqsa with afiyat. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabi barik wa sallim. Bifadli subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.